Short story number 86, Noah Steals a Kiss, by Larry Vardaman. Noah took his first train ride on the Amtrak Cascade Limited when he was only 4. A new train station had been constructed in Stanwood, Washington, only 5 miles from his grandparents' home on Camino Island. It seemed like a perfect opportunity for Noah to spend a day with Grandpa and Grandma on a train ride, 40 miles up the coast to Bellingham. On the big day of the train ride, Noah arrived at the station early with Grandpa and Grandma. He looked down the tracks, expecting to see the train coming, but there was no train. "You gotta wait a little," said Grandpa. "The train's probably still 10 miles away. It won't be long now, though." After another 10 minutes, Noah began to get bored and walked over to the edge of the platform, leaned over the tracks, and peered down the rails. Still no train. "Grandpa, where's the train? When's it going to get here?" "It should be here soon, Noah," Grandpa Larry replied. "I tell you what, while we're waiting, let's put some pennies on the track. When the train comes, it'll run over the coins and squeeze them flat." "Okay," Noah said quizzically, "but why will the pennies get flat?" "Because the train is really heavy, and it'll squeeze the copper like clay," Grandpa Larry said, as he took 2 pennies from his pocket and gave one to Noah to place on the rails. They had no sooner put the coins on the rail than Noah heard a train whistle off in the distance. "Here comes the train, Noah. Hurry and get off the track," Grandpa said. Noah and his grandfather jumped back up on the platform and rejoined his grandma, Jay, near the edge of the platform, away from the tracks. He didn't want to be too close when the big engine to the Cascade Limited came into the station. He forgot all about the coins as the locomotive pulling 8 passenger cars came whooshing into the station. The train was really big and noisy when it got close, and the bells at the street crossing near the station were clanging loudly. As it came to a stop, a door opened 2 car lengths away, and a conductor in a funny round hat with a flat top stepped out of the train. He called for Noah and his grandparents to come to his door and get on. Noah climbed 2 metal steps up into the train and began looking for a seat. Grandpa and Grandma followed Noah into the train and found a couple of empty seats with a table where they could play cards during the ride to Bellingham. As Noah squeezed into the seat, he scooted over to the window and looked out to see the train station moving by. "Grandpa, is the train station moving?" Grandpa said, "No, the station isn't moving. We are. The train started moving so gently as we got on, you didn't feel it leave the station. We're already on our way. You can stay by the window and watch for cows in the fields and cars on the road. Oh, look, there's the crossing signal on the road to Mount Vernon. See the lights flashing and hear the warning bell?" About that time, the engine blew its horn. "Grandma, did you hear that?" Noah said. "The engineer must be telling people to get out of the way." Grandma looked at Noah and said, "Yes, we're moving fast now, but we'll be stopping at the train station in Mount Vernon for more passengers soon. Do you want to play cards now or just look out the window for a while?" Before Noah could answer, a little girl in a red top and pants walked across the aisle from the seats on the other side of the train and said to him, "Hi, my name's Christy. What's yours?" Noah turned around and smiled. "I'm Noah. We're going to Bellingham. Where are you going?" "My parents are taking me to the Spark Museum in Bellingham. Do you want to come with us?" "What's the Spark Museum?" Noah replied. "It's a science museum. It talks about electricity and lightning and stuff. Do you want to come with us? Huh? Do you?" Noah turned to Grandpa and asked, "Can we go too, Grandpa?" "Sure, why not? We got a whole day before it's time to catch the return train back to Stanwood. We haven't planned anything in particular anyway." Noah spent the remainder of the train ride talking with Christy and looking out the window. They saw lots of cows and farms. Noah and Christy talked and played together like they had known each other a long time. Christy's parents seemed amused that they were getting along so well. The train started moving past the ocean and through the trees along the shore. At one place, it went into a tunnel, and the train was dark for several minutes. When the train emerged from the tunnel, it crossed a lagoon, went through another short tunnel, and then the beautiful San Juan Islands appeared to the west. Finally, the train began to slow down, and Noah heard the conductor yell, "Next stop, Fairhaven. All those for Fairhaven. Bellingham, Mount Baker, Fairhaven." "That's our stop," said Grandpa. "Get ready to get off the train." Noah and his new friend jumped off the seat together and headed for the door. Christy's parents and Grandpa and Grandma gathered around them as they stepped down off the train together into the train station. Christy's parents led the way to a city bus that was going from Fairhaven to Bellingham. They then led the small group on a short walk to the Spark Museum in Old Bellingham. Noah and Christy led the way through the displays of sparking machines and telegraphs, telephones, radios, and all kinds of electrical gadgets in the museum. It was fun watching sparks move up and down the spark machine, listen to President Roosevelt give his famous speech, "This day will live in infamy," and look for enemy aircraft on an old World War II radar. As they wandered through the museum, Noah and Christy giggled and kidded each other. But after an hour of reading stories of inventors and toying with old electronic equipment, Grandpa said, "It's time to head back to the train station, Noah. We don't want to miss our ride back home." Christy's parents also said, "Tell Noah goodbye, Christy. We gotta go, too. We're going to the historic old Mount Baker Theater for the 3 o'clock matinee of Peter Pan, and it's almost time." Christy turned to Noah and said, "I gotta go now. I had fun playing with you," and she kissed him on the cheek. Noah reached up to where he had been kissed and said, "Christy, would you like to marry me?" Christy replied, "No, I can't today. We're going to see Peter Pan right now." And she turned and waved goodbye as she and her parents walked out of the Spark Museum. Noah and his grandparents rode the bus back to Fairhaven, had lunch, and just got back in time for the 6 o'clock train, home to Stanwood. The ride brought back along the ocean, into the tunnel, through the forest, and past the cows was lonely without Christy. But then Grandpa said, "When we get to Stanwood, we'll have to look for the pennies we left on the track for the train to run over. They should be really flat." The train ride seemed to take much longer going back without Christy to talk with, but he could hardly wait to see the pennies, the flat pennies. Finally, the conductor yelled, "Next stop, Stanwood, Camino Island. Next stop, Stanwood." After getting off the train at the station, Noah waited with his grandparents for the train to leave the station. Slowly, it pulled away, heading for Seattle. Noah ran over to where he and Grandpa had left the pennies on the track, but he didn't see them. Maybe someone had taken them. Noah was disappointed. He had wanted a keepsake to remember his train ride. It looked like the only keepsake he had now was a kiss on his cheek from Christy. But then Grandpa came over to help search for the pennies. Grandpa said, "Maybe the train knocked the pennies off the track when it ran over them. Let's look in the gravel next to the tracks." Noah looked down the rails to make sure no trains were coming. He looked both ways, but all he could see was a red signal light far down the track. He stepped over the rail and onto the gravel. Then he spotted them. There were two thin copper discs lying next to the train track, close to where he and Grandpa had left them. But they didn't look like pennies now. They were paper thin, smooth, and all the writing was gone. And the coins were now twice as big in diameter. The train had really flattened his pennies. Then Grandpa quoted his silly poem to Noah again. "A peanut sitting on a railroad track, his heart all aflutter. Around the curve came a choo-choo train. Woo-woo, peanut butter."